And I don't really know when I volunteered to be involved in this, but Di seems to think I've got some role in co-convening. I'd really like to start by saying we really wanted to celebrate 40 years of the anniversary of particularly CAMP, and I guess before that, Daughters of Bilitis. And we wanted to have a space to discuss 40 years of history, but really to celebrate those that period 1969 through to 73 or 75. And I think the idea of having a conference, you know, came to mind. And I'd first like to say thanks very much to this university, to Heather and her colleagues, James and others in the civil societies, but also the other institutes, the colleague institutes that are also supporting. So that's the Australian Centre for Public History here, the Australian Centre for Independent Journalism, and I very much wanted Wendy Bacon, who's you know, important in that, to be here to talk about the struggles around censorship and feminist struggles and other struggles as well. But she's having a good time overseas. The Transforming Cultures Research Centre at UTS. So a big thank you to all the help they've given us, and they will give ongoing help in terms of if we go forward in terms of some publication or peer refereed publication or and the records of the conference. We need to say thanks very much to the City of Sydney that has financially supported us, and also, you know, tonight is holding a reception, and the Lord Mayor. We need to say thanks very much to our Melbourne colleagues, Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives, who are the custodians, is that right? Custodians of the Homosexual Histories conferences, and for allowing us to be the 10th in that series. Now I'm really nervous because I think I've forgotten some really important
recordings.
No, thanks. Okay, so I don't have to thank anyone other than yourselves for being here. Okay, now we've got a bit of a complicated question, and that is, the university is offering, we're recording the speakers in a sound recording for the university, and the university will transform it through some sort of magical method into something that's permanently available on a website free. So for people that speak, I need people to sign a permission form with myself or with Scott from the university. Just put up your hand. If you don't want your talk to be kept in a permanent, available, you know, website, don't give us permission and tell us not to turn this machine on. So is that sort of clear for presenters? John Whitty is videoing on and recording on behalf of Pride History. So if you don't want to be in the records held by Pride History, if you can indicate to John that you don't want him to take any recording of, or whoever's with that machine, that you don't want any recording made. Okay? And thirdly, Joseph, who's there in the middle with a video camera, is also recording. So I'm sorry to put the onus on, but it's easier if those that don't want to be recorded just indicate guilt-free indication that you don't want to be recorded by one or all of those three recording. So that's part of the ground rules. Now I'm assuming that photos by anybody at any time are okay. Is there any objection to that? Being no objections, we'll try again tomorrow morning. So photos today are okay. Now, Bill?
What's the timeline for UTS to have the material on the web? Do you know? Weeks or months?
And Heather's run away. Weeks.
Fairly shortly. Jessica, who's going to be doing it, will be getting on with it pretty well straight away. And they'll actually be podcasts, so you'll be able to download them onto your iPod or your MP3 player and sort of walk around listening to them.
Over and over again. Yep, sorry. Yes, it will be fairly because they're sound files. They'll be there in a particular website fairly soon, and we'll circulate the website by email to the registrants. Now, I've just got one more announcement, which is Sunday morning. Those of you that are not going to Mass, Robert French, who's a renowned Sydney, Australian historian, is taking a history walk, starting at Paddo Town Hall at 10:30, and it will focus on activism and the Oxford Street area. And Robert's just there, and stand up in case anyone hasn't met you already. So that's for Sunday morning for those that are not deeply religious. I'll just make one more embarrassing acknowledgement, and that's James Goodman, who just walked in, is part of the team from this university and from Centre for Cosmopolitan Civil Societies, who's co-hosting. So thanks a lot.
And I've got a few other announcements. You'll see some purple and some pink books around, and this has come from an idea that initially started with Joseph Chakoudi. We've got Remembering 1969 to 75, and there's a couple around out there, and there's one in here as well. And they're around so that you can write down things you remember, people you remember who aren't with us anymore, and those sorts of things. So please contribute. And I'd also like to acknowledge the Deputy Lord Mayor, Councillor Philip Black, who's going to be with us for the 2 days, and Pip Ditzel, who's the Gay and Lesbian Officer, can't remember the exact title, from the City of Sydney. So thank you very much again. And now onto the truly exciting announcements. You've seen where the coffee and tea is. We're not providing lunches, but today at least there's plenty of lunches around. There's a cafe downstairs, there's one out the back entrance, there's quite a lot of food available on Broadway as you move along and then around into the start of Haymarket as well. We were planning to have the biographies of the speakers printed, but they're not yet printed, so bear with us, they will be handed out in due course. So at this stage, it's my very great pleasure to introduce Rebecca Jennings, who'll be chairing the first session. She's a former Vice President of the Pride History Group. So call on Rebecca. And
thanks, Di. So welcome to the first session of the Into the Streets Conference. The first session is called Different Ages of Activism. As Di said, my name's Rebecca Jennings. I'm a former Vice President of the Pride History Group and also the Lesbian Oral History Coordinator. Am I covering your recording?
That's right.
And I'm a research fellow at Macquarie University working on lesbian history as well. Our first speakers are Natalie Dabarera and Chantelle Cotterill, who I'm assuming are... Sorry, bear with me. I'm getting some details on them. Yep. So Natalie Dabarera, who is...
Me.
Yep. has broad experience with on-campus activism. In particular, she's successfully campaigned to include a queer officer position in the new Macquarie University Student Representative Association. She worked to ensure that the queer space was reopened for students in 2008 and organised a number of GLBTQI events on campus. In 2007, she was involved in the Sydney Queer Peer Project, and she's also been involved in a wide range of social justice projects outside of university with both established NGOs and collective groups. She studied social science and law with honours in modern history at Macquarie University in my own department. Chantelle Cotterill is studying social work and law at the University of New South Wales. She's been active in raising the awareness of GLBTI issues on campus through student publications and also the university bureaucracy and the student-run queer space. In 2007, she represented female students in her position as the female-identified queer convener for UNSW Student Representative Council. And outside of campus life, she's been extensively involved, again, with various NGOs, including community legal centres and youth organisations. And she currently works for the public service in the area of domestic violence. So Natalie and Chantelle are going to be talking to us today about reverse activism of younger lesbians. I should also have said at the beginning that we're going to have all three speakers speak first and then questions at the end. So if you think of anything you want to ask or any comments, just jot them down and we'll have a discussion at the end. Okay, so I'll hand you over to Natalie and Chantelle. Thanks.